reminder to media members who may have just joined the call, just hit star 1 on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Danny Rocco. Good morning, Coach Rocco.
Hey, Rob. Good morning.
Good morning. Certainly a difficult Saturday for you guys, a 38-10 setback at the defending national champions and top-ranked North Dakota State. Obviously a tough start, but as you've gone back and looked at that tape, just give me your impressions on the game.
Well, we got off to a terrible start, and North Dakota State, I thought, played really, really well early. They were in sync. They were playing fast. They were executing really well. We made way too many critical errors early in the game, which allowed them the opportunity to really extend the score. And really, in theory, the 38-10 final does not really demonstrate how the game was played out. They were really in control of the game, 35-0 at the half. Really controlled every aspect of the game. My team did not, rise up and perform the way that I expected us to do so. But in saying that, I certainly give all the credit here to North Dakota State. It's a hard place to play. Their team came out with a lot of focus, a lot of energy, and really took it to us from the opening whistle.
When you get off to a start like your team did on Saturday, especially in that type of environment, how hard is it to get the momentum turned around?
Well, we were really unable to get the momentum turned around. We had several turnovers in the first quarter. Had a pick six on the first play of the game for us offensively. And they had a big punt return early in the game. And those things right there just created a wave of momentum that we were unable to hold up to. And, if there's anything to say in the positive, in the locker room at halftime, I did challenge our team to win the second half. And we recognize that it's a different ball game when you're down 35-0. But I guess in theory, we did win the second half. Scoring 10 points and giving up 3. We had our moments of being able to play what I would recognize as, solid or winning football, but really none of it showed up in the first half.
Got a media question, Q, if you'll get that for us, Tamika.
You have a question from the line of Greg Medea with Daily News Record.
Hey, Danny, I just wanted to ask you, now that you've seen North Dakota State in person and you've seen JMU in person the past 2 years, what is separating those two teams that they have in common, from the rest of FCS?
Well, I think it's probably a number of things. I think the combination of speed and physicality, both of those teams, I think, are a little bit above or a cut above most of the other teams that we see right now in FCS football. They both have, size and they're physical in the lines, but yet they've got speed with their ends and linebackers and backs. So I think that's kind of what it is. It's that combination of speed, power, and explosion that both teams have. They're both very well coached, and they're both disciplined football teams. And, in theory, they both make themselves hard to beat. They play a style of ball where they put a lot of pressure on their opponent. They really force the opponent into making errors. I do recognize that those two teams or those two programs right now are seated where they are for a lot of the same reasons.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Your next question is line from Kevin Trezloni with DelawareOnline.com.
Hey, Danny, how you doing?
Okay, Kevin.
How important is it to keep perspective after a game like Saturday's, just in terms of how good those guys really are?
Well, as a coach, you know, you really have to spend your whole world in having perspective, because I don't know that many other people that follow athletics are able to have a real perspective on the result of a game, you know. And I do think it's very critical, you know, for us moving forward here this year. I think I made a statement up there at the press conference, and I don't think anybody really cared to hear it, but, you know, we were 2-2 last year, you know, and we put together a pretty solid season, and we were relevant in November. We were certainly relevant on Selection Sunday, you know, at 2-2 at this stage of the year. So, you know, one of the things with, you know, age comes experience, and with experience, sometimes you do have certain things that you can reference. And I was thinking about this just last night. I wrote it down. I can't find it, but I think it would have been 2015. I took a team up to Stony Brook, got beat 41-14 in week 4 or 5, got beat 41-14 at Stony Brook. That same team went on to win 10 games and play in the Fargo Dome in the national semifinals. So that gives me perspective. Now, I don't know whether that perspective carries, you know, off into, you know, the community or onto my team, but I'll certainly share that fact with my team. And you know, and again, I got great respect for Stony Brook, but I, you know, I do think that the North Dakota State program right now is elite, and to walk out of there like we did, I think we've got to be able to recognize that so we can move forward with, you know, purpose.
As you guys practice this week and next week, what are areas that you've pinpointed that really need to improve, that are vital for your team?
Well, you know what, Kevin? We're in the process of doing that right now. We're spending the whole day today self-scouting. We're going to watch all 4 of our games and break them down and kind of study it for the purpose of what you're asking. So for me to answer that right now would be a little bit premature. We're going to meet here at the end of the day, and that's probably going to be the priority of the meeting, to have conversation about what it is that we really want to focus on improving here this week as we do move into our bye week and then heading back into the rest of the season.
Coach, as you look at the, you know, rest of the season, obviously you guys have all CAA games left. As you look at what has happened so far in the league, it's had its usual array of surprises. How difficult will it be for you guys, you know, you use the word to remain relevant. You know, how difficult will it be, considering that the top-to-bottom strengths of this league, you know, to have a successful run the rest of the way?
Well, I think it's going to be difficult for a lot of us, you know, that are, you know, sitting at 2-2 or with a loss in the league. But, you know, I've been in the league for quite a while, and I do recognize that all you can really do is try to go through this thing 1 week at a time, and, you know, try to win a football game and then start stacking wins. And I've certainly been on teams that have been able to do that, and last year's team was able to do that. So, you know, it certainly starts with one, and then you got to be able to work from and build from there. So it's a big challenge. I do think our team is up for this challenge, and it'll be hard. But I do think that these guys have what it takes to do it, and I do believe they're committed to, you know, fighting that fight. But it will be a daily battle, and we certainly are going to have to play a lot better than we played here in the early stages of the season.
Appreciate your time, Coach. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Kevin. Yeah.
Your next question is from the line of Andy Walter with Delaware State News.
Hey, Coach. How are you?
Okay, Andy.
Hey, just wanted to ask you, you know, you guys added Rutgers to the schedule last week, you know, along with Penn State. Is that kind of an important thing to do these days where, you know, the Power 5 conferences obviously kind of rule everything and, you know, maybe it makes it a little more relevant in some people's eyes to be on the field with some of those teams from time to time?
Well, I think that, again, my philosophy has been, and it still remains, that those games to me should be relatively geographically important in terms of being in our recruiting areas. So Penn State certainly is in that area there. You know, Rutgers certainly is. So I do think there is value in playing those games and being able to, you know, play against the best here in these regions of our recruiting base. So, you know, I feel good about that, and I think Rutgers is a good one to get onto our schedule because of all the recruiting that we do in New Jersey and in Philadelphia and up that 95 corridor.
Thanks.
Yes, sir.
All right, Danny, thanks for, as always, for taking time with us here this morning, and we'll talk again next week.
All right, thanks a lot, Rob. Bye-bye.
Thank you.